B-Pod Studios.
Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Clue what you're saying because I have my earphones in, so I'm looking over at you talking to us, but your mouth is moving, but I couldn't hear it.
I was talking to producer Nicole, who doesn't have headphones on.
Oh,
Loren, you're wearing something that would be considered very Game of Thronesy.
Really?
Yeah, you have like ruffles around your shoulders. It looks kind of like
my god,
like something Stanza would wear.
Okay,
can we call it with Game of Thrones?
No,
I feel like that's all anybody talks about,
and there's a reason for that.
You've got six more weeks, buddy.
All right. I'll take it.
Listen, I don't know why you just don't get on board, because I was where you're sitting like 3 years ago, and finally I just gave up and gave in. I was like, fine, I'll watch it.
Now I love it. I've at least tried it. I've dabbled. I've attempted.
You can't dabble.
It's
though,
like when I was dabbling back into women. I was like, maybe.
Putting your, they call that toe in the water.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is awful.
And Sterling watches it, which it's not like neither one of you are into it.
No, I mean, a Sunday I made him watch it with, we have because, I mean, we go to bed early. We do a morning radio show, and that thing's on late at night. So I made him watch it with headphones on. His big old ear puff looking headphones. He was watching Game of Thrones. And occasionally, because I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I'd occasionally hear, like in the living room. And I'm like, something good must have happened.
But you're not interested, though.
No.
That's so
no.
funny.
But it's interesting to hear just someone's reaction to it, not the actual show.
Well, today's Tuesday, which means everybody that DVR'd it yesterday, your embargo is over.
Yep.
You guys watched it. Second episode. You think it was better than the first one?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I did too. Things are starting to happen.
Yeah.
Well, this week's episode should be the long one from what I hear. The third episode.
This coming one.
This coming one.
Not this past one. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, this upcoming Sunday should be the big one.
Is there any way they could start it at 8?
Right?
I mean, they have to start it at 9 and end it
at the West Coast
10:30.
To watch it.
Yeah. That's true. Fly out to the West Coast. I like what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Well, it's still.
Yeah, no. Still the same time.
Yeah, we have to travel back for the show.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about next week, because if it's that much longer, we'll get to watch until Wednesday. We're off to watch in two parts.
So much going on in our lives, not all of it being Game of Thrones. What's going on in your life, Loren? Did St. Joseph the statue help you? It has now been a couple days that he's been in the ground.
So I think I told you over the weekend we had an offer, but it wasn't an acceptable offer.
Do we credit St. Joseph for the offer?
I think
yes,
so.
Because that was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And then we had somebody view the house yesterday.
Okay.
And hopefully they put an offer in.
I looked her up on Zillow. They got like 51 shoppers have like favorited your home. They like it.
Yeah. So, St. Joseph's still in the ground, buried upside down, facing the house. Did you tell Dallas about him?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said, what do I say? Because I'll pray to St. Joseph, too.
Right. Did you catch him out there, like bowing to it?
No.
Like, on his knees?
No, he's been
We're going to, like, catch him, like, in the middle of the night, bearing 30 St. Josephs.
Around the yard. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm summoning all of his power. Candles lit. Yeah. It's like a whole witchcraft-looking thing down there.
And then I know at 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to hear a story from you about meeting your new neighbors in your new neighborhood. I'm excited for that. Roy, what about you? What did you get into last night?
Last night,
Or yesterday?
Yesterday, I went to the doctor's office.
How'd that go?
It didn't go well. It didn't go well at all. So, you know when they say to go to the doctor, if they say, don't eat, like, really don't eat. Because I had to go to the doctor yesterday, and I had to go for a little procedure, and they said, don't eat anything, and I did. I ate here in the studio, because
you had a cookie.
Right, and they wanted me to schedule me in the morning, but we do a morning radio show, so we have to schedule stuff in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. So here I am, I've already eaten, like, at this point, three times. Three times by the time I get to the doctor, and we're going through the thing, and then my stomach gurgles.
Oh, no.
And I was like, we got to stop. We have to stop immediately. And they're like, of course, like, oh, no, like, what's happening? Are you having a bad reaction or all this other stuff? And I'm like, I have to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And then came the whole parenting, well, you didn't eat today, did you? Yeah, like three times.
Yeah.
Of course I ate. It was bad. It was bad. I was like screaming. I was like, we got to stop. Hurry up. I got to go. I got to go right now.
Were you yelling?
Yes, oh I was yelling. And they're like, all right, just hang on 1 second. And they're like disconnecting this thing. And I'm like, you better hurry. I have to go to the bathroom.
Other people can hear him yelling.
Like, can you just hook me up to something mobile?
Doctor's office is like thin walls. You know, they can hear everything.
That's
and
how
I'm yelling. I have to do number two. Hurry up.
You just hear certain words through the wall.
Number two.
That's how I feel like when I go to the chiropractor and I get cracked really well by the great Dr. Marco. I go, oh.
Everyone's hearing it.
Yeah, but I think that's a good thing at the chiropractor. Yeah. Like, when am I next? What about you, Nicole? What'd you get into yesterday?
Not much.
Did you watch the Hurricanes?
I did
not.
Your
beloved Canes. They won last night, which means we have a game seven. A hockey game, Roy. The Hurricanes versus the Capitals.
Is that the Charlotte team?
No.
Raleigh.
It's the team in Raleigh. Oh. That's the pro team. The Charlotte team
is the Checkers.
Is the Checkers.
Yeah.
That's the farm team for the Canes. So the players that play here could get called up to go play in the big leagues.
Don't get caught on it.
This whole thing. But no, I'm on this new Netflix kick of Black Summer. So I've been watching that.
Okay.
Binge watched that. Watched a little Our Planet yesterday for Earth Day.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you're so forward thinking. Like, I didn't even think about Earth Day. The moment I left here is the last time I thought about Earth Day.
Okay.
And by the way, even when Roy was here and you asked us for Earth Day pictures, he sent you one that clearly was anti-Earth Day.
Yeah, so get this. My truly favorite place in the earth was this beautiful place, rolling hills, mountains in the background, and they demolished it and put a brewery there.
So Roy's picture is of construction
half beautiful mountains.
They moved dirt, knocked down trees. They did the opposite. It was anti-Earth Day.
Needless to say, it didn't make it to Instagram.
Okay. All right, good. Well, we got a lot to get into today. Of course, we got your $1,000 at 8 a.m. with the Kiss Cash Code and a War of the Roses at 7:50, a brand new War of the Roses. So we'll get into that. But, you know what I wanted to, we need to talk about? Remember a while back, we...
What was that?
Oh, the TV just came on.
All by itself?
Yeah, the remote's over here.
Nobody's touched it. Whoa. Nobody's even close to it.
No, let's watch it.
It must be some important news if WBTV can control the volume. Wouldn't that be something if the news had the power of
to, like, turn on TVs?
Yeah,
and...
I'm like, yep, you better hear this.
I don't know. The only thing I could think of is maybe it was on and the signal was out for an hour. But okay, all right. So we need to talk about the teacher, Christy. Is that her name? And she's in Kings Mountain.
Uh huh.
And she called us a while back and said that if she won the money with one of our contests, she was going to use that money to throw her students a party for field day.
Yeah, evidently, they don't have a lot of money here at the school, and they're trying to raise funds for the kids.
So it sounds like we helped her out, and you guys answered the call. But we've hit kind of a snag. We want to see if maybe somebody out there can help us. So we'll talk to Christy coming up here in just about 10 minutes, and maybe one of the MRL Show family members can... Run to the rescue. All right?
All right.
Everybody ready for a Tuesday show, Loren? You look ready to go.
I am.
All right.
I'm pumped.
Let's go. 20 push-ups, then we'll start the show.
Oh, screw that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. You know, a couple weeks, we introduced everyone to Christy. And if you didn't know, she is a school teacher who was trying to win a contest on Kiss, a cash contest. And she said she wanted to take the money and she wanted to help out her students because they have field day coming up and they can't really afford it. They can't afford a fun day for the kids.
Yeah.
And so we asked our radio family to help out. And we were very kind enough to get information that Papa John's was interested in giving the kids pizza on field day. And joining us on the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show right now is Christy, the teacher. Hey, Christy.
Good morning.
Yeah, can you tell everybody what school you're with?
East Elementary in Kings Mountain.
Okay, East Elementary in Kings Mountain. And we found out that there's like a Papa John's just down the road from y'all.
Right.
Up in Kings Mountain. And they're going to be helping you out with pizza. But we still, we thought we had a bounce house, but now we don't think we have a bounce house. And we're trying to find some more activities to help out these kids to have a fun field day.
Yeah, they're so excited. The pizza is amazing. We can't wait for that. So anything else would just be, you know, a little extra added on top.
Yeah, how many students are going to be involved in this field day on Friday?
We have 235, I think.
235 kids that are looking to do a little field day. And like Roy said, we had the pizza. And right after we got off the phone with you, we said, hey, if anyone wants to help, feel free to jump in. And we got responses from the MRL Show fam like immediately, including, I think, the bounce house person. She's very sweet. She reached out first before we got the pizza.
Yeah.
And
well, she has a family.
Yeah, she's got some kind of personal issues. So she's wishy-washy. She's going to try and do it, but we're not 100% sure. So that's why we're turning to you guys once again, the MRL Show family. If you know anybody up in the Kings Mountain area or the surrounding area who can help out, whether it's a bounce house or any kind of like maybe an obstacle course, something fun for the kids to do on Friday, that's this week. This Friday, that would mean a lot. You could text us 704-570-9595. That'd be great. Because the kids are excited, aren't they?
So excited. So excited. They love field day. It's just a time that they can actually, you know, relax and kind of enjoy life for, you know, just one day. So they're excited about it.
At the very least, we'll send Roy up there and they can play pin the tail on the donkey.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They would love it.
All right, Christy. How's everything else in your world? Okay, you didn't win the cash contest, but we got another shot at $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll definitely try to get on there.
All right. Thanks, Christy.
If you want to help Christy and all the kids at, was it East Elementary?
Mm-hmm. Yep. East Elementary and Kings Mountain.
East Elementary and Kings Mountain. Please text us. Let's give these kids something fun to do this Friday.
Yeah, everyone knows someone. That's what we know about this world.
Very true.
Everyone knows someone. So maybe you know somebody who might not be listening right now who does have a jump house or, like we said, maybe a climbing wall or something that they would be able to do to help these awesome students out. Here's a teacher, Christy, who's going to lay out her own money that she won on a contest to help pay for it. So we want her to not worry about it, and we'll handle it. So thanks to Papa John's, and thanks to anyone else who can help us.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So CW is going to air the final episode that Luke Perry shot for Riverdale. Yeah.
Riverdale? Mm-hmm.
And that's going to air tomorrow night. It will feature a scene, the very last scene that he shot before passing away, and it will include a very touching moment between the on-screen father and son. If you want to see that, CW tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
I remember there was an episode of The Sopranos, and the mother died during season 1 and 2, and they needed her for this episode in season 2.
They didn't make it somebody else, did they?
They made it her, but it was only from behind. And then, like, the scene where Tony was talking to her, it was her, like, they just put the image of her on there.
Hmm.
Like, they computerized an image of her just sitting there.
Interesting.
But when she talked, it was her, like, from behind, so you couldn't see it wasn't her.
Hmm. Ariana Grande, she had another great weekend at Coachella, but there was a rough moment on stage. In the middle of one of her songs, someone threw a lemon at her. So she immediately stopped dancing and explained that, like, hey, y'all just threw a lemon at me. So do you want me to perform or not? And she quickly got over it and ended up performing NASA right afterwards. But I get, you know, Beyonce performed the year before. So people are thinking maybe it was a Beyonce reference.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, where would you...
I know. Who brought a lemon in?
Well, you know, they have those lemonade stands.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get lemons with a mixed drink.
Yeah. Why not a lime? Why not throw a lime?
I don't know.
What happened to rock and roll when you used to throw underwear up on stage?
Right?
Yeah. Or tomatoes if they suck.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
We've had that happen, Lord knows.
All right, so Pink says that she is done sharing images or anything about her children online. So she got slammed by Twitter trolls. Whoa, there, I could say that.
Yeah.
Twitter trolls.
Yes.
After she posted a picture with her kids and a pelican, and one of her kids wasn't wearing his diaper.
I like to share my family. It's my proudest moment in my whole life. I'm prouder of my kids than anything I've ever done, and I won't share them anymore. And I understand people saying you need to be more careful because you are in the public eye and you should have thought of that, and they're right, but there's a kind way to be online.
And nobody's kind online, Pink.
Listen, kids are naked. It happens. They're kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, no candy for The Rock's daughter. He had a candy-free Easter. And instead of, you know, hiding candy in the eggs for their Easter egg hunt, no, he did small toys. But he said the last thing that he wants to do is wrangle a bunch of cracked out, sugar up, you know, children. So,
wow,
no candy in his household.
Meanwhile, that's like what my sister uses for negotiations.
Right.
In her household. Like, without candy, nothing would get done.
It's so funny that you say negotiations, because I just read this whole article about moms and how they basically serve as all these different jobs through their life.
Negotiators.
And negotiator was one of them.
It really is.
That's your dirty.
Mediator.
Yeah.
Kids fight.
Hostage negotiator.
Yeah. Hostage negotiator.
Yep. Hey, we were just talking to Christy up there at East Elementary in Kings Mountain. If you guys can help us, we're looking for a bounce house or some activities for her students to do on Friday so that she doesn't have to pay out of her own pocket to have this happen on a field day. But Dean, we were down in Greenville this weekend, and Dean got to bring his mascot with him, his class mascot. I told producer Nicole about it, and wait, what Dean brought as a class mascot that he has and what she had growing up are two entirely different things.
Is this a living animal?
One of them was.
I had a mascot as a kid.
Was it a living, was it something living?
Yeah.
You took a living animal with you on vacation.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
We're going to dive into this coming up in just about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We have a bit of a conflict of mascots, if you will.
I don't know if it's a conflict. It's just interesting to me. Like, Dean's in kindergarten, so he's got a little mascot that all the kids get to take home, and then they have to write a little article about it, you know.
Right.
Take pictures and show. So his is a crayon named Mr. Bright.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. Bright came to Greenville with us, and we took some pictures of Mr. Bright. Then Dean will write down, like, hey, Mr. Bright went to Greenville. He saw the waterfalls, and, like, I guess he'll stand up in front of the class and talk about it.
He's sure. Got to take a crayon?
Buddy, it's a stuffed crayon. I'll post a picture at the MRL show on our Insta.
I was about to say, he's going to lose that thing with all of his other crayons.
No, it's like a, you know, like a stuffed animal. Okay. Okay. So I mentioned that to producer Nicole, and she's like, what? My mascot was alive. And I said, yeah, Nicole, but this is kindergarten. She goes, yeah.
What did you have?
You know, I honestly can't remember 100%, but we had, it was either like a turtle or a hamster. Like, I remember having like class pets that for a weekend, it would be your turn to take them home.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, I didn't have that.
Right?
Maybe a turtle or something.
We had a hamster, I think, like in first grade, and then we may have had like a turtle in kindergarten.
But it stayed in the classroom.
Stayed in the classroom.
Yeah, we didn't have to take it home.
You never took it home.
Nicole is saying that she took it home, and then I told Amanda that, and Amanda's like, yeah, that's not weird. No.
What?
Yes.
All it takes is one kid to accidentally not take care of it.
Well, I think that's where, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, my mom took care of it, but I would take pictures of it. And
oh, stuff. I'd be so annoyed as a parent, too.
So would I.
I'd be like, I have to take care of this stupid hamster all weekend? Thanks. My kid's six. They don't know.
And what if it got out? No, I'm all set.
Jeez.
I told you, Nicole. Do I know this show or what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Because it sounds stupid on paper, like, hey, tomorrow on the show we're going to talk about what mascot you brought, but I was like, I've got to mark this down because these two are going to go nuts.
That's because it's beyond your education, and Amanda's education is beyond me. By the way, you're probably better off for it. Like, learning how to take care of a pet that young is probably the
right. Yeah, it's like responsibility without having to commit to it, which I get it.
I mean, in high school they didn't even they let us take home an egg. We had to take care of an egg all weekend. That was in high school.
That was for the parenting thing.
It was like
thing.
Home ec or something.
Yeah. We had a Cabbage Patch Kid. Nicole had a real baby, though.
I mean, it kind of was. It cried. It would cry at certain points.
You went to a rich school.
One of my, one of the people on the
basketball team. High school.
Yeah, in high school. That's what I'm talking about.
Like a child development class. You have to carry the baby around.
Yeah. Yours cried and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Art, mine didn't. Mine was a Cabbage Patch Kids. Roy's was an egg.
And it would physically leak. So I'll never forget being at basketball practice. And one of the girls had to literally stop running sprints because the baby was in the corner crying.
OMG.
You have to, like, change its diaper.
Yeah.
Well, just leave it in the car for practice.
Do we?
Okay. Roy.
Roy, what? That's bad. You'll get...
It's not a real baby.
You have to treat it like it is.
Okay. But it cries like one, and it is screeching.
Now, here's the question. That teammate of yours, does she have any children now?
No.
That's birth control.
Pretty sure she's gay.
A couple text messages coming in. Someone said, I remember Flat Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Flat Stanley.
So your niece will start doing this. You'll end up taking Flat Stanley to work or something.
I'm sure.
Area code 240 said, Nicole, my class did that too.
Yeah.
With the hamster.
You guys had to take home a living, breathing thing?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I was pretty pumped about it.
Area code 516.
You were probably pumped. Your parents probably weren't.
516 said, we got to take home a guinea pig in the first grade. I wonder if anybody had an incident with any of the live animals that had to come home from school.
Oh, could you imagine if your parents had to call the teacher and
be like,
Fluffles didn't make it.
I don't want that responsibility.
You know what old Manny would do if we had that incident?
He'd try to replace it.
I would do the old Jinxie cat.
Yeah. Nobody would know the new hamster.
Remember Greg from Meet the Fox?
Yeah.
Got a new Jinxie cat?
Yep.
That's what I... Meet new Scrappy.
Here he is. I tell you, the hamster has a bit of a darker color. I don't know what happened.
Mm. Paint spilled on him. We apologize. Here he is. He seems way more ferocious. It's like a rat.
Nothing like it.
Oh, man. All right, real quick. If you had the ability, like producer Nicole and some of the people texting in, to take home a living animal for school, for a project, and something went wrong, we've got to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We were talking about mascots, and my son Dean has a mascot in kindergarten. And, you know, each student gets to take these mascots home in kindergarten, first grade. And you take pictures with the mascot, like kind of like a Flat Stanley thing.
Yeah.
Dean's a crayon named Mr. Bright, and we took him to Greenville. And I told producer Nicole, and she goes, we had a live hamster. You won't believe how many calls, 12 lines? 10 of them are filled up with people who took their animals from school home and something bad happened.
That's crazy because we had a live animal, but you weren't allowed to take it home. So I'm so fascinated to hear these stories. Let's start out with Aaron and Tiga K. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
What happened, Aaron?
So it wasn't me. It was actually a family friend, but he took home a lizard from like his classroom over the weekend. And the lizard ended up pooping out his own intestines.
Oh,
and so his mom took the lizard to, like, an emergency vet to have surgery. And then when she tried to get the lizard back to the teacher just told her to keep it. And she was stuck with, like, a $600 vet bill.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be so mad.
This
is why I do this. First of all, we don't do reptiles in our house. There are no snakes, lizards, anything coming home with baby cash.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, he's not going to be a baby at that point. He's going to be
always my baby.
Not baby Dean anymore. He's going to be 5 and 6 at some point, and he's going to say, Mom, I want to bring this thing home.
Nope, sorry.
What if he leaves it outside?
Nope, you didn't even bring it on the premises.
Jill in Min Hill, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. You brought a hamster home?
Yes, I brought a hamster home one weekend, and I don't know if it got, you know, wet or something from the water bottle, or I don't know really what happened, but he started feeling under the weather, and we tried to, like, bring him back to life, but he ended up dying that weekend. I mean, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh, but we brought him, tried to bring him back, and then, he ended up dying, but we called my parents called the teacher, and the teacher was like, well, could you go out and get a new one? So we ended up going to buy a new one while we were, you know, over the weekend
what?
Or whatever, and Yeah, it was bad. We ended up having a funeral in the backyard for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So did you get one that looked exactly like the old one?
I mean, we tried, but, I mean, it was hard to, you know, find one that looked kind of like the one, you know. But
yeah, and plus you're going to tell all your friends in class, hey.
That's not the right answer.
They found out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye, Mr. Yeah. Tickles, for you were awesome. You've been to 3 homes.
I mean, is that the lesson the teachers are wanting to pass on to the kids? I mean, What's the lesson in all of this?
I think the lesson is that the teacher doesn't have to bring it home on the weekends.
Thanks, Jill. The lesson is that the teacher wants a weekend life.
Jill's not alone, by the way. We got a text message from 704 that said in elementary school we had a pet hamster that we got to take home. And before it was my turn, one of my classmates took it and her cat ate it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the other thing we were talking about was the home ec babies.
Yeah.
Again, I had a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I had an egg.
And Loren and Nicole had ones that cried and actually, like, peed and, like, reacted and stuff.
Evidently, Rob had something similar happen to him. What happened, Rob?
So I actually ended up going to my junior prom in high school with someone who had to bring home the baby from her home ec class. And so we had to take care of the baby. So in all of my prom pictures for junior prom, you see me and her just holding this baby like a lovely couple.
Was the baby dressed up?
We actually did get a dress for the baby. got a dress for the baby. We took pictures. It got pictures by itself. We had like a little special carrier.
That is awesome.
That teacher's so cruel, funny, man.
Right? Thanks, bud.
On the week of prom, you make a student take that? That's cruel.
One more, because someone's dealing with this right now, taking home an animal. Loren, wait till you hear what Julie had to bring home.
Julie?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, so what'd you have to bring home?
So we're living this right now in my house. My seventh grader has the bearded dragon from the ag class in his room, and I thought it was dying 2 days ago, so I had to read about what to do with a bearded dragon. And turns out it's dehydrated, so I spritzed it with water. I don't know. So we have it. It has to survive the week, and it goes back next Monday.
This poor animal is going through every week a new home.
Right?
And like on the verge of death.
Like the stress that it must go through.
Yeah, it normally stays full so the kids play with it all day. And I'm like, Eli, what are we supposed to do? And he's like, he's fine, Mom. He's just rested. I'm like, I think he's tired.
She's just going to sleep, Mom.
Julie's like, I'm no vet, but my gosh. Yeah. Do you have to take pictures and write stories about what is the bearded dragon's name?
Zeus.
Okay, so do you have to write articles about Zeus?
No, we're just caring for Zeus.
Okay.
No,
wow. All right. Thanks,
I remember
Julie.
At some point when Loren had Woofer and she would ask me to watch him, I'd be like, Loren, he is too close to the heavenly gates and he's not going on my watch.
Right. Can you imagine?
I ain't stuck with that bird. I'm too afraid to watch the guy.
All right. Speaking of our Loren.
Woofer's just at the vet.
Right. Of course he is.
Yeah.
Loren, you met your new neighbors in your new neighborhood.
I did, in an interesting way.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little embarrassing on my behalf.
Your first meeting is embarrassing?
Yeah.
What'd you do, run into them in the driveway?
No.
Okay.
How do I say this nicely? Invaded someone's house?
Oh, all right. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find
out. Sounds like a B&E.
We got a criminal on our hands, you guys. Don't go anywhere. We're going to find out what she's talking about just after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kix 95.1.
So I had a slightly embarrassing moment.
Okay.
Had to invade a neighbor's house that I've never met before.
What'd you do? Like break into their home?
No, I knocked on the door, but it was for something really embarrassing. So if you've ever had a knock on a neighbor's door, 704-570-9595. But at our new house, we are having some construction done.
Mm-hmm.
And our bathroom is currently being torn up and they have to shut all the water off to do that. And I happened to be over there unpacking some boxes and immediately had to go to the bathroom. And there's nowhere to go, right? And it's not like you boys that I can just go into the backyard and have a good country pee.
Sure.
And there's no porta potty on the site.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
and even if there was.
I don't do porta potties. You get a better chance of me.
Oh my God.
Squatty potty in the backyard. Yeah. So I go outside and I start looking around. I'm like, okay, who have I met? Who have I not met? I met the family across the street, but they're not home.
Okay.
Our direct next door neighbors have construction going on there at their house too. So I'm like, that's a no go.
You
right?
don't want to try that. No.
Yeah. I have to walk down a couple houses.
Oh my gosh, it's not even your direct neighbor.
Not even my direct neighbor. And somebody happened to just be going inside, like coming home. So as soon as the door closes, I'm like,
oh my God.
Constant knock, too. Like, not even, you know, you like knock and you wait.
Oh,
like,
no, you were a panic knocker.
Yeah, I was panicked. And he answers the door, and I'm like, hi, I'm your new neighbor. Can I use your restroom?
Is that what you said?
Yes.
And
didn't introduce myself. Like, it was an emergency. When I tell you, like, this was an emergency.
Did he let you in right away, or did he question it, or?
Well, he paused for a second. I was like, so can I use the bathroom? Because I don't think he knew what to say. And finally, he was like, yeah. So I'm literally, like, in the bathroom and trying to introduce myself as I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, I'm Lauren. I'm your new neighbor. I'm really like, sorry.
While you're inside.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the corner of this toilet you have?
What? I got to ask the question, Lauren. What number?
You know, ladies always only go number one.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
That's
can
awesome.
You imagine, can you, Roy, hold on. This is not talk for you, Lauren.
Okay.
Can you imagine if you let a neighbor in your house, just like Lauren, and they had to do the other number.
Oh, I wouldn't go well.
And it was bad.
I wouldn't go well.
And there's no spray.
And then you have to see that person all the time.
I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset.
The pooper lives at 2112 Mocking Lane. So I know we've asked before, Lauren, I like where you're going with this. We've asked before, like, why did the neighbor knock on your door?
Yeah.
But let's make Lauren feel a little better about herself. The poor thing. She had to put herself out there. When was this?
A couple days ago.
So when did you have to knock on a neighbor's door, and what did you have to ask for? And like an S, I mean, not running from a crazy person, but like what was your SOS moment? 704-570-9595.
That's a nicer way to put it than I invaded somebody's house. Yeah. I had an SOS moment.
I need help.
Yeah, I mean, you made it sound like you broke into a house. Roy and I were ready to turn you in. I had 9-1 dialed on my phone.
Right, really?
9-1 dialed.
You sailed me down the river that quickly, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. We do what's right. I like that the guy just let you in.
Yeah, he was so confused at first. Like, literally, he opened the door. I'm like, hi, I'm your new neighbor. Can I use your restroom? And he just paused. And I was like, so can I use it?
704-570-9595. Go ahead and give us a phone call about the time that you had an SOS moment with the neighbor. Let's take someone live on the radio. Hi. Welcome to the Main Your Boy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about your SOS moment.
This was few years back, but I had to, my dog had to go outside, and I was just wearing my underwear and a short, like, t-shirt. It was in the morning, and I tried to sneak the dog out, but instead, the door shut behind me, and it was locked. So, I didn't have my cell phone, I didn't have, no one was home, so
I had
to go knock on my neighbor's door.
Now, did you know that neighbor? Yeah.
I mean, not really. We'd wave in the driveway or whatever, so he knew I was his neighbor, but not really. So I had to knock on his door, and fortunately, he knew how to pick locks using credit cards, so he picked my lock for
me. Are you just standing out there in your underwear?
Yes. Completely outside, just in my underwear.
I'd be like, can I have a towel or something?
Yeah, he wasn't going to say that.
Right?
I'm all out of towels. I got no clothes.
It's laundry day. Sorry.
Yeah. Can we go back to the fact that the guy knows how to pick a lock with a credit card?
I know.
MacGyver?
In hindsight, that should have been a little more scary to me, but I just wanted to get inside my house.
I think like my dad knows how to do that. I think there's just some...
Thank you so much.
I can do like a regular door, but not a front door.
I didn't know that that really worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad does this thing where he can like shimmy it in there and then just open the door.
Because it pushes the
the little mechanism inside.
The mechanism that turns when you turn the knob. Yeah, okay.
Let's talk with Jimmy and Clover.
Coming up next, how to break into a house.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, my story is our toilet was clogged, and we didn't have a plunger at the time.
His phone messed up.
Breaking
but that's up. So embarrassing. I hate the fact that, like, at hotels, they just don't keep a plunger in the room. God forbid something happens, you have to call down to the front desk, yeah. And then they send a person, and the person insists on them doing it. I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah, I don't need you to get all up in there.
You're fine.
704 texted it and said they had a drunk neighbor walk into their house at 2 a.m. with their girlfriend and try to get into their guest bedroom. They were so drunk, they didn't even know it wasn't their home.
So
that's embarrassing in the morning, or at that point, you're like, I'm sorry, can I help you?
That's crazy. Roy, remember when the neighbor came to your house looking for a beer?
Oh, yeah.
At 2 a.m.?
And I gave it to him.
Yeah, you did. Good neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to get to Amanda and Amy. Amanda was in the Army, and she had a knock on her sergeant's door.
Ooh.
Can't imagine that went well.
And then someone's pet goat escaped. So we'll hear that story, too, coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's happening in, like, less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Odd neighbor requests. That's what we're taking at 704-570-9595.
Now, why are we doing this, Lauren?
Well, I had an awkward encounter with a neighbor. I had to go knock on someone's door to use their bathroom because mine is under construction at our new house. And it was an emergency.
And you never met him before?
Nope.
Area code 704 said, did you talk to him afterwards and kind of socialize a little bit, or did you just leave?
It was awkward enough that I didn't feel the need to stick around.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Are you going to give the guy, bring him a bottle of wine or something?
Oh, for sure.
That's
for
a good
sure.
idea. Yeah. Okay, Roy.
We'll have another encounter that hopefully won't be so awkward, but when it was that awkward to begin with, you have to end it and start, like, just chalk it up as a loss.
You know those statues of, like, the Greek people peeing? You should give them one of those.
A giant fountain for his front yard, but carve it as Loren.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to use your restroom, sir.
Oh man!
Just put it out there with a big bow on it.
Let's talk with Amy in South Carolina. You had a fire, and I would think the first reaction would be, "Oh no, help! Call 911!" What'd you do?
Actually, my teenage daughter was wanting to fix something on the stove, and she left it up too high, and it got a little bit out of hand. So, she started screaming for me, and I used what little bit of salt that I had, and I had no more left. And the only thing I could do was to think to run next door to grab some from the neighbor, which we wasn't really getting along, so it was kind of an awkward situation in the first place.
So you grabbed salt for the fire?
Yeah. It was a grease fire, so you use salt to put it out.
Oh, do you? Okay, I didn't know that.
If there was a grease fire in my house, I'd be in big trouble.
I would, too. I think I'd have thrown water on it, which is the exact opposite.
I would know not to throw water on it, but I would not just bail.
You would bail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call the fire department.
I tried. I mean, when you knock on the neighbor's door and you tell them that there's a fire, do they freak out a little?
Well, I was just like, can I borrow your salt? I have a little bit of a situation. I really didn't go into details because I didn't want to... Because they have small kids as well, so...
No, yeah,
you don't
scare
really
them.
Have Thanks, time.
Amy. All right, this is Amanda in Charlotte. Tell us what happened. What was the odd neighbor request?
So it was in the Army, and so me and my roommate were in school, so our shower was across the hallway from our room. And I assumed she had her key, and she assumed I had my key. So when we were done with our shower, we walked across the hallway real quick so no one would see us, and the door was locked. So the only other person in the building that has a key was our sergeant. So we had to go knock on his door and ask for a spare key. And he was also our instructor. So the next morning was very, very awkward.
So in movies, I don't know if it's real, but like in movies, you don't ever disturb the sergeant. I mean, is that kind of the same thing?
He was so mad he didn't say anything.
Really?
Were you guys just standing there in towels?
Yes, and we were supposed to bring our clothes to the bathroom and obviously get changed there so you weren't in the hallway naked, but, you know, we were just lazy. So,
how many push-ups did you have to do for that?
Yeah, what's the punishment for something like that?
We actually didn't get punished. It was just you could tell all the instructors the next day knew about it. We just kept getting these looks.
and it was just so awkward.
That's so funny. And thanks for representing our country in the perfect way, in a towel.
Serving our country.
What did I say? Representing?
Yeah.
Serving our country, yes, right. In a towel.
Because I'm going to teach every last one of you how to eat, sleep, walk, talk, shoot like a United States soldier.
Wow. In towels.
Amen.
In towels. Do you want to talk to, do we have time for Logan, yeah. Our good friend?
Yeah, real quickly, Logan in Gastonia, what happened, bud?
All right, guys, I promise I don't just, like, spin this wheel of things I make up and try and pass it over.
You have the best stories.
Isn't it sad? This is all I have going for me. So, years ago, when I was, like, in high school, we lived out in the sticks. Not just the sticks, but, like, the sticks.
Right.
So our neighbor had, like, a mini farm. I swear it was illegal, but whatever. And we were, my older brother and I had the front door open. I can't remember what we were doing. We must have been moving something out, but we went into the bedroom to get something. We come back around, and there's a goat in my living room. So, like, a whole goat. Like, an actual, like, the noise, the horns, everything goat. So that turned into... it was traumatizing. Stop laughing. So it turned into us having to clean up after the goat because it had decided right. to pull a Loren in Loren on my carpet. And yeah, that was funny. I regret it, but that was funny. So it turned into like bartering with our neighbor, convincing him that this is his goat that is in my living room
wow.
and he needs to come and get it. So 2 hours later, he finally comes over and gets it after... Long story short, don't move to Gastonia.
Funny.
I love the wrap up.
That is so good.
The sound effects just make it.
Lorraine, we've used up all of our dirty time.
That's okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your stories, everybody. Do you feel better that you're not the only one that had to go through and ask the neighbor for a weird request?
I absolutely do. Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. She has 90 wins. Are you going to be the one to call now and take her down?
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Holly. Welcome to the Meany, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show. Holly?
She should be there.
Holly.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Now we can hear you.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, Holly. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine. Go ahead and kick Lorraine out of the studio.
Lorraine, get out.
I'm going.
Putting down her headphones, walking out of the studio, and that door slammed. She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Channing Tatum revealed that his first job was a male dancer. What TV did he star in about that?
What movie?
I'm sorry, what movie did he star in about that?
Magic Mike.
And question two. Brody Jenner speaking out saying that he thinks his sister Kim's going to make an excellent lawyer. True or false? Brody and Kim both starred on The Hills together. Question three. Louis Tomlinson is working on a new album and revealed that he may be changing his musical direction. What boy band did Louis first start out in?
One Direction.
And question four. Pink says she's no longer going to put her kids on social media. Finish this Pink lyric. Hey, I'm a...
I pass.
Okay, question five. 13 going on 30, just turned 15. 15 years ago, we fell in love with this actress who was married to and now co-parents with Ben Affleck. Who are we talking about?
Jennifer Garner.
All right, come on in, Lauren.
How did Holly do?
Holly got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Channing Tatum revealed that his first job was a male dancer. What movie did he star in about that?
Magic Mike.
Now, are you sure?
Yeah.
You watched that only 1,000 times?
I know. I was like, I mean, there's a couple of them, but yeah.
Yep, that is correct. 1-1.
All right. Brody Jenner is speaking out saying that he thinks his sister Kim will make an excellent lawyer. True or false? Brody and Kim both starred on The Hills together.
False.
That is correct, 2-2.
And Louis Tomlinson's working on a new album and revealed that he may be changing his musical direction. What boy band did Louis start out in?
One Direction.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
And question four, I actually messed up asking Holly this. I just realized, but I'll ask you. We'll see if you know it. Pink just said that she's keeping her kids off of social media. Finish this lyric. Hey, you're a...
rock star?
Yes, that's what we were looking for. Unfair to Holly. I said, I'm a...
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and give it to her.
Yeah, give it to her.
All right.
Would you have known if I said, hey, you're a, instead of I'm a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, you're a rock star is the line.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, I just Googled the lyrics and it says I'm still a rock star, so I don't know what to...
Okay.
Okay.
They both got it right. Congratulations. Yeah. Question five.
Yay.
13 going on 30, just turned 15. 15 years ago, we fell in love with this actress who is married to and now co-parenting with Ben Affleck. Who are we talking about?
Jennifer Garner.
That is correct. Final score, 5-5. It's a tie.
Holly?
Yeah.
Still a good job. You still have to say it.
My name is Holly from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Holly.
Thanks.
All right, Holly, have a great day. All right. Somebody asked a little while ago. They go, I thought Loren lost. No, we figured out a long time ago that was a tie. So her streak is still alive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys ready to do a War of the Roses?
Yes. Sure.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right. War of the Roses. Paige and Colin. We have this such an interesting War of the Roses because at a moment that we think that Colin is such a good guy, he quickly turns into a bad guy. See how we're going to bust this cheater in a little bit of a reversal. It's on the way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Nicole, what's going on with Colin? You sent us an email and said that you think he's cheating on you, and this is because you found a toothbrush?
Well, it's a little more than that. I mean, we've been dating for about 2 years now. He's usually pretty clean. His apartment's always impeccable. And I was got to his house before he came home from work the other day, and there was an empty pizza box left out with, like, wine glasses and 2 empty bottles of wine. So I sent him a picture of it, you know, kind of waiting for a response, and he was telling me that his friends, after kickball, came over, and they were drinking wine, but his friends never drink wine. All I ever see them drink is beer and eat wings, so I can't imagine two friends going and drinking wine at his house when he doesn't even have a TV in the living room. So then I went into the bathroom and I saw a used toothbrush in the trash can, and then he told me that was his friend's, and I'm not buying it. So I immediately thought, War of the Roses, I knew you guys could help me get the answer I needed.
Yeah, we can. I mean, with the toothbrush and the trash can and all the empty wine bottles, it sounds like a romantic evening.
What self-righteous American citizen doesn't have a TV in their place?
He's more of a computer guy. He usually watches Netflix on his laptop or on his tablet.
Okay. See, that's normal.
Definitely cheating. That's not normal. Okay, let's call him and find out who he wants to send the romantic package to. Are you sure you're ready to do this, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Any ideas who it could be?
No, I haven't thought of anybody suspicious necessarily, but something's going on for sure.
All right, Roy, dial him up.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Colin, please.
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and you're just the person I was looking for because one of your friends tagged you in a post on our social media giveaway, and we chose you to get $100 in free red roses. Congratulations.
Okay. You said free?
Yeah, we don't charge delivery, nothing like that. We're just a new company trying to get our name out there, so we ask you to tell someone about our services in exchange for the roses.
Okay. You said you got my information from a post?
Yeah. We were doing a social media giveaway on Instagram, and one of your friends tagged you in our post. We randomly selected you, and then we reached out to them to get your information.
Okay. Sounds cool, I guess.
Okay. Do you have a person that you have in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah. I would send it to Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. And what would you like to put on Nicole's card?
Actually, you know what? Can I change my name?
Sure. It's not too late.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's switch it to Paige.
Okay.
Hello?
Who's Paige?
Colin.
Nicole?
Yeah, that is Nicole on the phone. This is the Mandy, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. You're on War of the Roses. And we wanted to hear what you were going to put on the card, but you've definitely got some questions to answer.
I'm just going to send them to to Paige.
To your girlfriend?
You started off with Nicole, which kind of everybody in here looked at each other. We were like, okay, maybe he's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cheating, but based on what you changed the name, A, and B, based on the fact that Nicole said when she came into town what she found in your apartment, you got explaining to do.
I can't believe that. And you lied right to my face after it. Like, have I even slept in the same sheets as this girl? Like, how long has this been going on?
Just a couple of weeks. I don't know what to say.
You could start by saying something.
The truth would be a start.
I mean, I met Paige in a work function a couple of weeks ago, and we started, you know, just kind of talking.
You're disgusting.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
I wonder if Colin's got a strong jawline.
Why do you say that?
I was reading an article yesterday that most men who cheat
have
strong jawlines.
Don't say that.
Dallas has a pretty good jawline.
I know. That's what I loved about him. I love a strong jawline.
Guys with strong jawlines and masculine faces are more likely to cheat, according to a new study. This is an article that we found on a website called The Insider. What do we mean by this? Researchers asked 299 men and 452 women to look at photos of men and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 how likely they were to cheat. They chose the guys whose features included a strong jawline and thinner upper lips.
Oh, but they didn't actually do the research. They said this is a perception
thing.
They
look like cheaters.
The guys in the photos were also asked to rate their own cheating behaviors, how much they steal other people's partners, how faithful they've been, and it turns out the ratings from the men and women matched up.
I don't believe it.
What the women picked is what the men said they were.
Well, Lorraine, it kind of seems like the strong jawline's cheat.
It's not looking good for me. I should just call it off now.
Oh, please.
Yep, Dallas, pack up.
Sorry, buddy.
If there's one man...
He said it's over.
If there's one man in this city who everybody knows is not cheating, it is your husband. Mm-hmm. A, you track him. B, he's petrified of it.
Right.
Of what will happen. If Dallas cheated on you, you would not work here anymore because of what would happen.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't do anything physically except for burn all his stuff in our front yard very publicly.
She'd go on Facebook Live on the Kiss.
I would.
Yeah.
I'm not above throwing somebody under the bus. I mean, I throw him under the bus when he's on good graces with me. So imagine if he cheated. You would have to move it out of Charlotte.
Lauren's like, I can't wait to come to work tomorrow.
Yeah. It would be the only thing that would make me feel even partially okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
He wouldn't do it, though. I was telling Lauren this. We were all trying to meet up at the Hornets, and the only reason why I saw Lauren was because I saw her husband. Her husband sticks out. He's tall.
Yep. Handsome.
Yeah, the hair, it's always good. So.
Area code 704 said, oh, great, now I'm staring at everybody I work in the office with right now, looking to see if they have masculine faces and strong jawlines. So, all right, keep that in mind, ladies. So stare at your man today and see if you have a cheater. Also, again, we want to apologize for the War of the Roses crashing And somebody said, great, I'm in the car for the first time early enough to hear the war and the computer crash. But
it will be on the podcast.
There you go.
Still to come.
So the Jonas Brothers, we've been anxiously awaiting a new album, and we have a date and an announcement. I've got it for you coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Hey, did you guys see the Jonas Brothers had a big announcement?
No.
They're pregnant?
No. Mm. We have it.
Oh,
if
we
you want
do?
To pull it up,
oh,
yeah.
Well, once the computer crashed, everything went away.
I know. It's okay. So, of course, we got their two new singles, Sucker and Cool. And we've been anxiously awaiting for the date of an arrival for an album.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
We are so beyond excited to share this news with you. June 7th, our album, Happiness Begins, comes out.
Our first album ever. It's going to be insane. We've worked so incredibly hard on this.
Making sure that we brought you all the joy and happiness you bring us every day.
So all right, okay.
I know what you're going to say.
I guess they're all in different locations.
Yeah. somebody's in the bathroom.
I'm so amused because if you look on Twitter, everyone's like, let Kevin sing. Evidently, they're not letting Kevin sing.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a thing. And they're also calling Kevin the Nile of the group. Oh, trolls. Nile, if you don't know, was the guy in One Direction that never made it.
He
never had a career in after it.
I have a feeling that if Kevin wanted to sing, he could have a conversation with his brothers.
Nicole trying to tell me that Nile Horan had a big career, was like a big singer. You
hold on,
yeah,
put
that's
you up.
True. We do play more Nile than
and
Harry.
We don't play Louie.
It is a known fact that out of all the boys, Nile was the guy, like, in the back that never was the big singer of the group of One Direction.
Wait, hold on. Let's break this down. Roy, are you talking about when they were in the group, he was the one that got pushed to the back? Or are you saying that he's the least successful now?
Oh, I don't know about now. But, like, when he was in the group, he was, like, the... He was not the thing.
He was shoved to the side.
He was the Chris Kirkpatrick of the group.
Every boy band has it. And they're calling poor Kevin that. And I feel bad for him. Because I was a Nile rooter. I'm a big Nile fan.
Okay. I feel like that got really escalated very quickly.
Are you two okay?
Yes, because I'm a big One Direction fan. I take it very seriously, Nicole.
Nicole turned her microphone off and she's back to work.
Seriously, she is angry.
Are you doing filing papers?
You too.
Thank gosh. All right, what else is happening?
All right, Nicolas Cage. Remember we told you that he got married and it was only like 4 days long? Well, he's filed for an annulment, but she is now asking for spousal support. And asking him to also pay her legal fees.
Oh,
he better find a role.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything in a hot minute, huh? Good. Stephen Colbert, did you guys see this? Donated $400,000 to Hurricane Florence relief here in North Carolina.
Oh, good. He has family from this from the Carolina.
Yeah, so he's getting involved. And
if I remember, he and Zach Galifianakis about 2 weeks ago had a huge argument over how he didn't like North Carolina's barbecue.
They did. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Went back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know
why I yelled that. I apologize.
It's okay. You don't need to yell.
We're very passionate.
I know. I yell too when I'm passionate.
Yeah.
Luke Perry, his very last episode of Riverdale airs tomorrow. So if you want to see it, CW, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., it's going to be the last scene he ever filmed. And there's a sweet moment between the on-screen father and son.
Do that story about the Ukrainian guy.
Oh, I don't know where it is. Hold on. There is a Ukrainian, I'll just give you the cliff notes to it, but there's a Ukrainian actor who plays a president on TV, and he's just been elected to be the actual president.
That's like Alec Baldwin.
He's a comedian, and I saw the article. I gave it to Loren. 73% of the vote in a landslide. The actual sitting president seceded.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
Oh, that's so good.
Yep. So, Alec Baldwin's their new president.
Mm. All right, Lorraine, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lorraine like?
All right, so, of course, now with the new house, I need to buy things for it, and I need a new pillow to sleep on. And I have neck posture issues, all kinds of things going on with my back. I found one that's supposed to give you the perfect posture, and it's got a little sleeve for your arm, too, so if you're a side sleeper, because I'm a side sleeper. I sleep with my arm above my head. And it's got a little cutout for you to put your arm through. So, that's what I like today. And I think it's even on sale. So, we'll put the link up at kiss951.com for you.
hey, something really strange happened to me on Saturday, and I forgot to tell you guys yesterday, but I want to share it with you now in like 7 minutes. I got a phone call from my brother, and he's on vacation, and he put somebody on the phone that I know. How weird is that? That is in the same resort as he is.
Okay.
It was so odd. He goes, hello, hey, here, hold on a second. Talk to this person. And I was like,
did you know who it was immediately?
Oh, yeah. It ain't good. And I'll tell you in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I told you guys just a little while ago that my brother is in the Dominican Republic for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, he went, what?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Punta Cana. You were there.
I love Dominican Republic.
Yeah. So he was at the Charlotte airport, and I'm in Greenville, and next thing you know, I get a text message from him. And did you ever get that move where somebody texts you and you go to open the text and then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's them?
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. You know, like something bad.
Oh, you thought something.
That's what
was
I was thinking.
On.
Like, okay. There's a text message that came, and before I even opened it, they were like, I just got to call him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. So my brother Rich calls me and he goes, hey, I'm here with someone. Talk to them. And I hear like the phone go like a little noise, you know, and all of a sudden I hear a woman's voice. Hello? I go, hey, who's this? She goes, Christina. I was like, my high school sweetheart, Christina? Yeah. And meanwhile, Amanda's going, what are you doing? Like, she's right in front of me going, what's going on?
What do you mean, your high school sweetheart? Give me that phone.
I go, why are you with Rich? She goes, we're sitting here and I saw Rich walk by. And I was like, oh my God, Rich Maney? You know, and Rich is
like, yeah, it's my phone you're talking to her on.
But it was just they hadn't seen each other. I mean, I haven't seen her in 15 years. Yeah. I don't know, more than that. She didn't even go to our 20-year reunion. Anyway, long story short, Aki Momo, because I'm like, what now? What are we going to like? Okay, you're off to the Dominican Republic. So it turns out she was connecting through, stayed in Charlotte. And get this, they're at the same freaking flight. At the same resort. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So everything
she's posting. Are they vacationing together now?
Yeah, everything she's posting on Insta, my sister-in-law's posting. Like, they all got pictures with a monkey yesterday at the pool.
Oh,
and, you know, they're all, you know, drinking and playing in the pool and stuff. But that's, and then so he sends me a picture of them with the family. So he made the family pose for a picture.
That's funny.
So let me ask you about this girl. Was this ex a long time?
Oh,
How many years were you together?
I've talked about her. This isn't the one that you contacted that one time.
Okay, that's what I'm sorry. Okay.
I have asked her years ago to come on the show, and she said no. She passed. She's like, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. But
so now you'll just talk about her instead.
Hell yeah. I mean, she ran into my brother. What does she want me to do? Of course she knows I'm going to talk about it. So, yeah, he had her pose. Like, look, he had the family pose. That's her husband and the kids.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I'm sending a picture.
Wow. Small world, man.
Isn't it?
Small world.
Did you guys ever have a weird run-in with an ex? Nicole, get in here.
Yeah, every time I go to South Florida, it's like...
Do you
see your exes?
It's like a small town, man, because hung out in, like, the same places, and everyone's still there.
Because whenever I go to, like, Fort Lauderdale or Miami, it looks so big.
No, it is big. It's a big city. But it's like...
The locals know where to go.
Yeah, it's like a small beach town. So, like, I literally can't go to South Florida without running into half of Piper High School.
And what do you say when you see an ex? Is it like, hey?
Flaunt. I was like, Dallas, come here. Let me introduce you to someone, you know?
Yeah.
Nicole, what about you? Ever have an awkward run-in with an ex? Come on. Like unexpectedly?
Really. It's pretty awkward that I live with my ex.
awkward. You win. Never mind.
Yeah, you're running into her a lot.
I ran into my ex in the kitchen and saw my other ex. That was fun.
I ran into my ex on the way out of the bathroom yesterday. Yeah, that's true. And you also had an ex contact you on the phone a couple weeks ago. We talked about that.
Yeah, and then that ex ran into her new ex.
Yeah.
Really?
Cool to be me, huh?
All the exes are like conspiring against you.
On the next Springer, Nicole Weaver's exes come out.
Oh man,
I remember a whole lineup of them.
My hometown of Salem only has like 25,000 people, which is not a lot of people for a city. And so, like, I specifically avoid the town. Like, I don't go to the Walmart in the town. I go to the next town over.
Because people you know, like, are working there.
Yeah,
and
I mean, everyone from my high school, like, stayed there. It's like me and, like, three other guys left. So,
there he is. There's Roy.
Oh,
he was on there big time.
Hollywood. He was on TV that one time.
Did you hear that he did a role for Seth Rogen?
What?
Yeah, he was going to be a voiceover in a Finnish TV show for Seth Rogen.
Hmm.
I wonder who else had a weird awky run-in with an ex. 704-570-9595. I think the mecca would be, what if you're getting married and your ex was like a waiter or waitress at your reception? Right?
I can't care. That's awesome. If your ex has to bring your food.
Serve you on your wedding day.
That is so funny.
You think anybody did that? Come on, Gastonia. Where are you at?
I'm sure it happens.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. I've never thought about that idea.
Or like,
hey, Crystal, I haven't seen you in years. Throws the food down.
You want me to fill up your glass, bitch?
So aggressive.
Like, Crystal, man, I thought we were good.
It's a beautiful day.
Crystal, what are you cheated on me.
Oh, my God. 704-570-9595. Sorry for yelling out the B word. I was just got caught up in the moment. But I think the kids are in school, so we need to hear from you.
You're, spring break.
You're awky. Oh, that's true. Oh, God. Sorry, Union County. Okay. Weird, awkward ex run-ins.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show.
So I just told a story that my brother ran into my high school sweetheart at the Charlotte airport, and turns out they were on the same flight down to the Dominican Republic, and he put me on the phone with her. And he's like, hey, say hi to her. And I was like, hi. So we talked for about, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's just awkward. I had nothing to say. My brother's like, you know, my brother probably thinks he did something cool, mm-hmm. like connected the two of us.
Yeah.
Because it ended amicably. I mean, we were.
I'm sure your wife appreciated that.
And she was like, what was that? And then she goes, how weird would it be like if Ricky called me, you know, all of a sudden out of the blue? I was like, yeah, that's weird. But anyway, we want to know about your weird, awkward run-ins with your exes.
704-570-9595. Melissa in Denver. This is day of wedding. What happened?
The day of my wedding, I went to McDonald's with my bridesmaids, and I had on one of those little veils and a bride shirt, and then I had to end up going in the store because they messed up my meal, and I ran into my ex who was working at the McDonald's.
Oh, were you in your dress and everything?
No, I was just wearing like a shirt that said bride on it, but it was like blatantly like, today's my wedding.
Yeah. Did they say anything?
He just kind of was like, hey. And I was turned around and I was like, hi.
What's new in your life? Anything? Well, I'm getting married. Thanks, Melissa. By the way, Roy and I are looking for anyone who was getting married and had an ex at the wedding.
As
a server or a bartender.
Something where they're working at the wedding. I find that so funny.
What if she goes to get her wedding dress and his ex is the one that's like selling the wedding dress?
Oh, that's like a bad omen, man.
Ooh, is it?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That fits fine.
Mm-hmm. Or they accidentally like lose the dress. We don't know what happened. We'll give you a full refund.
Like, yeah, it takes 8 weeks to come in. Thank you.
Okay. This is Chris in Mecklenburg. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, buddy. What happened?
Okay. So it was me and my current girlfriend's three-month anniversary. So I was going to take her out on this really nice dinner. And we get to the restaurant, and we sit down, and we're looking at all the food and all the options on the menu. And we don't know who our server is because they usually come up after we sit down, we get the seater to sit us down.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, my previous ex-girlfriend is the server, and I didn't know, but she got a new job.
We gotta go. She's totally spitting in your food.
That's what happened. I was like, okay, I made dinner reservations and everything, which was just sucked. So it was like, okay, all that worked for nothing.
Was it your last ex? Because that matters too, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
She was given, like, mean glares across the restaurant. Once we figured out she was the one that was serving us.
It's terrible. All right, thanks, Chris.
And Lauren in Charlotte, what happened to you on a plane?
So I was on my way to Florida with my current boyfriend and his family for a cruise. And I'm sitting in my seat just relaxed, and somebody drops water on my head and, like, a water bottle. And so I freak out, obviously, because there's water everywhere. I look up, and it's my ex-boyfriend. And he is sitting in the seat right next to us.
Oh.
And he did that intentionally?
No, I don't think he did it intentionally, because when he saw me and I saw him, we both, like, made that face of, like, horror. Like, oh, my gosh, we're about to be on a plane together for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And it was just crazy.
How did it end? Did it end, like, amicably or less than amicably?
Well, I said hi, and he said hi, and we just kind of gave each other that look, and my boyfriend was mortified because he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I meant the relationship, though, Lauren. Like, did you guys end it, like, was there cheating, or did...
Oh, no, there wasn't cheating.
Okay.
It was high school, but okay. I did break up with him, so it was a little bit awkward.
Yeah. Mm. That's the worst, being stuck on a plane.
Mm. All right, Natalie in Hickory.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, tell us what happened.
So I, a long time ago, like right after college, I dated this guy, and then, like everything was really great. And then he just like dumped me one day, like just out of the blue. It was really weird. And I found out he went back to his ex-girlfriend. So fast forward a few months later, and, I'm working at a clothing store, and this girl comes in, and I'm helping her, find what she's looking for. And then I get her a dressing room, and she's like, my boyfriend's going to be coming in. Will you let him know I'm in here? And I'm like, yeah. So I turn around, and it's the guy who dumped me, and that's the girl he dumped me for.
Oh.
But, and I just smiled. Like, I wasn't going to cause a scene, obviously, because I was at work, although I was kind of that kind of person back in the day. But I decided to be nice and professional, and I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And his face, he was one of those people who was afraid of confrontation, uh-huh. So his face was just, like, blood red, and he just was like... Hey,
yeah.
And then his girlfriend comes out and looks at me, and she's not sure what's going on. I'm sure he told her later, but it was actually more awkward for him than me. But
right,
I'm sure.
That's funny, and you were a professional, Natalie. You didn't give her a pair of pants or some clothing that didn't fit just to have a laugh.
No, okay. I was really nice.
All right.
You know, it wasn't really her fault. It was just awkward.
Right.
Stick together.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being part of the show today. We appreciate it, Natalie.
Thank you.
All right.
Natalie's not alone. 828 just texted in and said that he was at a bar with his fiance and best friend and caught a glimpse of his ex from across the bar, then told his fiance that they had to leave immediately. And when she asked why, he said that he had to go to the bathroom and it was an emergency. He just didn't want the confrontation.
I guess if you have to leave the place, so that means that there was some drama or you're expecting
yeah.
the potential for some drama, right? Okay.
So.
Hey, coming up just after 9, dirty grocery store secrets revealed. Wait to hear these from BuzzFeed.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
That's gross, but I guess we need to talk about it. I wish our intern Jamie was here because he works at a certain grocery store chain, and maybe he could debunk some of these.
Yeah, but it was on Reddit. We found this. Dirty grocery store secrets revealed.
I think it was BuzzFeed, which is even more of a newsier website, Roy.
Okay, it wasn't. It was Reddit.
Oh, BuzzFeed to me. Like, there's levels of
uh-huh.
which ones you believe, right?
Okay.
Obviously, you got your news ones,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like BuzzFeed, and then Reddit is just people putting in stories, and you can never, nothing's ever verified.
Yeah,
so who knows?
Here's some of the secrets. The only thing that washes a shopping cart is the rain.
I believe that.
That's why whenever I get the shopping cart, I wipe them down.
Me too. Especially if I have to put cash in one.
Yeah, I don't ever.
Really?
No.
Especially for flu season?
Yeah, I should. I don't. And you can. At grocery stores, they have the wipes right in front.
Mm-hmm.
Apples can be stored in proper conditions for close to a year.
Really?
Uh-huh. And so that an apple you're buying in May is most likely sometime from the year prior.
Huh.
So you can buy old apples.
That's gross.
I guess what if you refrigerate them that maybe.
I guess. And by the way, anybody that wants to call in and verify any of these that works at a grocery store, maybe you could tell us a little trick of the trade.
Yeah.
704-570-9595.
I work in retail bakery. We don't make anything from scratch. It just comes in frozen. We bake it or thaw it out.
Yeah,
I mean, I believe that.
I worked at Dairy Queen, and there was a big thing of cakes in the back, and all we did was put the words on it and maybe some sprinkles if you wanted it, but really? We weren't making it.
We've heard this so many times before, and these are the secrets of the dirty grocery store secrets revealed. If you ask an employee to check in the back for a product, 9 times out of 10, they just walk back there, wait a couple minutes, and then come back to say,
I used to work in retail, and we used to do that.
Nope, still not back there.
Nope, sorry. Do you want to leave your number, though? I'll let you know if one comes in.
That's nice of you. She's mm-hmm. so lovely.
Mm-hmm. It's not feasible to make all the chicken salad and stuff every day. That will sit out there for over a week before they make more.
No.
At the deli counter?
Yeah. They put sell-by dates on them.
Sure, but maybe they,
maybe they'll sell-by. See, but that's what I'm saying.
You think they just change the dates?
It's possible, but this is from Reddit, and Reddit is just people that work there that you either believe or maybe they have an axe to grind, mm-hmm. and they're just crap-talking.
The conveyor belt that you put your items on is so dirty.
It's got to be.
It has to be.
I've thought about that. It goes under and goes away. You don't see what's underneath it. But what are you putting on there that's not packaged?
Right, exactly. It's probably just like dust under there.
I don't know. I know some people who don't necessarily I know people who don't put their bananas in a bag. Like, so they'll just put their bananas on the conveyor belt.
You don't eat the outside of the banana.
I know.
I do that.
You do that?
I do that.
I put everything in a bag.
I don't. The bag's a whole thing. You can't even pull the bag off.
It takes too long.
I don't put my bananas in a bag either.
And if somebody's getting a bag, I don't wait.
Oh, really? I always use a bag. Motorized carts get peed on, and they don't get cleaned well.
Wait, what?
The motorized carts.
At the okay. Yeah.
They get peed on. That's nice. What goes on?
I don't know, man.
Who's driving it, Loren?
I drove one before.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, see 7 a.m. on the podcast.
704-570-9595 if you want to share some dirty grocery store secrets. This is Wolf in Charlotte.
What's up, Wolf?
Hi.
So what is that? Is this list true? Is this pretty spot on?
Definitely, especially about the grocery store carts. I worked at a grocery store for over a year, and I had never, ever seen one get washed or, even wiped down.
I believe that.
Yeah, I don't ever see them. I don't see, people with a sud bucket out mm-hmm. in the back washing carts.
Nope.
No, and I guess maybe it's not their responsibility either. They can't keep up with all the carts. I mean, they bring them in for you.
Right.
That's nice enough. Thanks, Wolf. We're getting text messages, too. We got a text message from someone who says that they work for pest control, and all I'll say is wash your produce.
Yeah, one of the things here was every grocery store in existence has some kind of an animal presence in the store.
Totally. If you go behind any of the grocery stores,
I'm sure.
There's giant, and I mean giant, black rat traps. Mm. Or critter traps, whatever they are. I'm saying rat, I don't know.
Ice cream and frozen food has probably...
It's still going.
Yeah, because there's so many good ones.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream and frozen foods has probably completely melted or thawed multiple times from sitting on a dolly in the back room. And then refroze again.
I don't know if I believe that one. I feel like when I open up my Breyers, mm-hmm. it looks nicely neat and packed. It doesn't look like it's been frozen and...
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And it doesn't... Is it bad? It doesn't bother me as long as it didn't spoil.
Right. Anything else on there that's gross that we need to know about?
I read everything. Okay. There's literally no more to
read. I have a question. If a Starbucks is inside of a Target, are they Target employees that get paid by Target, or are they Starbucks employees? And how do you get chosen to be in that store?
Don't know.
I imagine that they're Starbucks employees.
Oh, what about the ones inside Harris Teeter?
I imagine those are Starbucks employees that just happens to be inside. I think Starbucks leases out that area.
I have to be honest. Sometimes you don't get,
Is the service less inside the stores?
Yeah, sometimes.
I wonder if that's kind of like a training ground for some of these, Starbucks and stuff, to put them in a store where maybe it's not so busy. You don't have to deal with the drive-thru.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just thought of that the other day while I was waiting in line.
And there's other weird things, too. Like, you know that sometimes Verizon stores aren't really Verizon stores? Have you ever read into that issue?
Did you read that on Reddit?
No, what do you
mean? No, this is a true story. Like, there's, like, corporate stores, and then there's just, like, authorized retailers. And I went into the Verizon store for an issue, and he's like, oh, I can't help you with that. And I'm like, yeah, you can't. You're Verizon.
Did you look at the sign? Like, I see
like,
a V.
He's like, no, you got to go to a corporate store. We just sell them here. And I'm like, what? Okay, where's a corporate store?
That's
awesome. Well, we don't know, sir. You're going to have to look that up online.
It's like weird stuff like that exists.
It's crazy. All right, thanks, Roy. Thanks for that list. We'll put it up at kiss951.com so you can go find all the gross things that happen at the grocery store.
Kiss. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss95.1.
So, Manny, you kind of mentioned you were wondering... You know, like when you walk into a Target and there's a Starbucks, if you walk into like a Harris Teeter and there's a Starbucks, does Starbucks actually run that or are they employees of the grocery store or supermarket?
It's a total ridiculous hashtag the more you know question. But we're getting text messages from other people who are wondering the same thing. 864 said, I always wondered that too about Starbucks. The public needs to know.
They do need to know who are actual employees when you go into a retail store and there's a Starbucks. Are they retail store employees or are they actual Starbucks employees?
And typical to the MRL show, we are not quite sure because producer Nicole, you said you got a call from a manager. Nicole, you got a call from a manager. And what did he say?
That... They're employees of the store.
Employees of the store.
Okay. I thought you said they weren't employees of the store. You're saying they are.
I literally told you twice. If it's in Target, they're Target employees. If they're in Harris Teeter, they're Harris Teeter employees.
And then you repeated the same thing that she did.
Okay, I misheard her the first time.
That doesn't surprise us. All right, this is Star in Steel Creek. You evidently have the final say-so. You know for sure.
Yes. So one of my best friends manages a Starbucks in a Harris Teeter, and she is a Harris Teeter employee. So, like, if she has a dress code or anything, it all goes by Harris Teeter, not Starbucks.
Mm. And, you know, I kind of figured that because it's not a jab at them, but there's a difference in a drink from the Starbucks and then a drink from inside one of the retailers.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of their departments, actually.
Really?
Now, see, then we got a text message from 704 who said the Starbucks and Subway are leased out. You don't work for the big retail store, but the restaurant itself. They keep the company separate.
Who knows? Who knows? So you're telling me, even though they're wearing Starbucks clothing, they get a paycheck from Harris Teeter?
Yep.
Huh. Well, here's the thing. If that Harris Teeter or that Target closes, that Starbucks is closing,
That's
too.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And then someone said, Star from an area code 704, that they're Target employees, if that's where the Starbucks is. I could have sworn I saw a Target name tag, and they actually use Target cash registers.
Yeah, really? They do. So all the cash registers and everything are all, like, Harris. I don't know Target for a fact, but I know Harris Teeter for a fact. So, like, everything they're using is Harris Teeter. Like, Harris Teeter is paying to have the Starbucks in there, so that's what they're paying the people to work in there too.
I gotcha.
And like you can work in deli and in Starbucks, like you can bounce back and forth.
Ooh, that's a mind blow.
So you could be working in the meat department cutting meat, and then the next day you're making
you're a barista.
You're a barista.
But yeah.
Can you imagine? Whoa. I'd be so confused. I would be like...
I wouldn't remember. No wonder the drinks sometimes aren't as good. They're too... They're learning
everything. Like grande or venti.
Yeah.
I just like sliced turkey, please.
Hey, you're working at the Starbucks counter. Are you like any cheese?
I know. That's so weird.
Okay. So here's what we know. Based on the most calls, producer Nicole getting a call off the air and all the text messages we're getting, if you are at a Starbucks inside of a big box store, those employees work for the box store.
Right.
Amen to that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.